Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Adriana, a supervisor for Eagle Moss. How may I assist you today?
Good morning, Adriana. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Not too well. This is like the fourth or fifth time I've had to call you guys because my order is not being fulfilled.
I do apologize in regards to that. Let me pull up your account. Give me a few seconds here, please. And from my understanding of the notes that the last agent had left, you received the replacements for the missing items, but not for the damaged ones.
No, ma'am, that's not correct. So just, I guess I'll go through the whole story with you. I ordered this order online on February the 26th. And it was a pretty substantial order. It was $103 worth I had. And you can see my order of the amount of items that I ordered. So I received my order on the 8th of March. So I ordered the items on the 26th. I received the order on the 8th. So when I received my items, I opened the package and went through it, and I received two invoices in my package that was stapled together. And you can see where it looks like somebody did in a blue pen, went down each item number and put a check mark beside them, I guess, to verify that they were in the box. So as I'm going through my items to check to see if I have them all, I noticed one item was apparently damaged, and it was the Carol item, which was the DK, I'm sorry, TWD, DUK, zero, zero, 008. So the package was severely damaged on it. All the rest of the ones in the box that you guys shipped it in was perfectly fine. It was just that one, it was the one that was packaged on the bottom. Maybe the shippers dropped the box or whatever, so it crinkled the whole side of the package up. So she apologized for that, and she said she'll get another one shipped out to me. But then I also let her know that I was missing several items from my list of items. So I went through the list with her, and as you can see on my order, there was a couple of each of these items that I ordered multiple quantities of. So, for example, the first one that's showing up on the invoice here, the TWDUK030, which is the FC Jesus, ordered two of those, but I only received one in my original order. Continuing on to the Barnacle Walker, I requested two of those, paid for two of those, only received one. The Terra, I requested two, received one. The Beth, I requested three, and only received one. The Church Walker, I requested two, only received one. And finally, the Ezekiel, I requested two and received one. So when I talked to the representative on the 8th, I let her know that I had one item that was damaged, which was the Carol. And then I was missing one, two, three, four, five, six, seven items that was not shipped with the original order. She apologized. She said she would get it sent out to me. And she received the email showing the status, you know, just like my original order. The week went by. That following Monday, on March the 15th, I called you guys back and was checking on the status of my order. I understand, you know, due to COVID restrictions and all that stuff, it would, you know, take a little bit to maybe get fulfilled and get it shipped out. I understand that. But I was looking for the email confirmation to see the tracking of my order. So I called and spoke to you guys again on the 15th, and the lady I spoke to then, you know, didn't understand why my order hadn't been processed yet. She said she would get it put back in there and make sure I get it. Well, later on that afternoon, the FedEx, UPS, whoever dropped item on my porch, and it was from you guys, and it was the replacement for the damaged item of the Carol. So I did get that replacement. So there was only one figure in that box, which was the replacement for the damaged item, the Carol. And I said, okay, well, maybe the other ones are coming in a separate shipment. So I waited until the end of the week. Friday the 19th, I still haven't received any emails from you guys, period. I didn't even know the Carol was coming. It just showed up on my doorstep. On Friday the 19th, I still haven't received any communication of the fulfillment of my missing items from my original order. So I called you guys back on the 19th. I spoke to another representative, and I apologize I did not get her name either. And she apologized again. She said she's showing that my items had went to the warehouse that day. My request, my replacements, has went to the warehouse. I went through the whole list again, told her the ones that I was missing. And she apologized again for the inconvenience and that my order has been, I've had to call multiple times. She assured me that item had been sent to the warehouse and it was getting fulfilled, and I should get an email within a day or two to show the information. She said also for my inconvenience that since I was having, such a hard time getting my past items, that she was going to give me a $30 gift card, that she put it in as a request, and I should get it within 24 hours to my email address. She confirmed my email address, and I have yet to receive that. So my whole complaint is, and this last representative that just transferred me to you said that she sees the notes on the account from the 19th. She sees no notes from the 8th. She sees no notes from the 15th. And she sees no notes of missing orders, only a damaged part, and that was fulfilled. So she's telling me that this last representative, Shonda, I believe her name was, she's saying that she didn't see anything on my order showing that I had missing items. And I've told you guys that 3 different times.
Okay, I understand. Let me take a further look into it. The account number that the last agent provided, I pull up the account. I try to use your phone number to see if I can pull up the account that way, but it's not pulling up either. Can I have that order number or that invoice number that you have there in front of you?
5788440002.
Okay. Okay, so I have here the account pulled up. Allow me a few seconds here. Bear with me a few more seconds, I'm sorry. Okay, so from what I can see here in the system is that there was a replacement submitted in the system for those items that you called out to me today. It was sent to the warehouse on the 19th. It has yet to physically leave the warehouse just yet, and the 19th was on Friday. So it was sent to the warehouse on the 19th. It has yet to ship out. It usually takes a few days for it to process in the warehouse, and I'm not sure if they process any orders in the warehouse on Saturdays and Sundays. Most likely it will be leaving either tomorrow or Wednesday at the most. And it's the same items that you called out to me, but the quantity per the item is one, meaning they requested for one of the Walker, one of the Ezekiel, and then let me double check the others. One of the Tara, if I'm pronouncing that right, T-A-R-A. One of the Church Walker. Any other one? It's two of the, is it number 19? Two of the Beth. Is there what they were requested to send out?
Okay, so what is the total number of items that's in that order?
So that's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, so just to confirm one more time, just going through there, so are you showing one replacement for the Jesus Walker, the TWD UK 030 in that order?
030. Yes.
Okay. Two of the 019s?
Yes, sir.
One of the 035s?
35. Yes, sir.
One of the 025?
Yes, sir.
One of the 024?
Yes, sir.
And one of the 031?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So if you have that order that's in your warehouse now getting fulfilled, then that will complete my my original order that I received on the 26th.
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that I'm not sure what the last agent was looking at, but we do see here that it was sent to the warehouse on the 19th. From what I can tell from the checklist that we just did right now, it has all the items that you're missing. And it's going to take a few days for it to process in the warehouse. As soon as we've confirmed that it's left the warehouse, we will email you with our tracking information. Sometimes with the Postal Service, they don't tend to update the tracking information until like the day before delivery or even the day after delivery. And that's probably why you never received the tracking information for the last free ship that you received on the 15th of March. If you wanted to give us a call back towards this end of this week, and then if we have a tracking information, we'll be happy to provide that to you over the phone.
Right. I understand that, you know, the Postal Service might not update the tracking information, but what I was saying is I never received my email from you guys saying that it was shipped at all.
We always send an email once we have that tracking information. And from what I can have, well, from what I see here is that we only have our internal tracking, the EM00000148851. That is our internal tracking here with us. But the Postal Service never updated the actual tracking number, so that's why we can never receive the actual tracking information via email.
Is there any reason why my items has just now went to the warehouse on the 19th and I originally called you guys on the 8th saying that my order was missing these?
We did request, there were two replacement requests on the 8th and only one was actually sent to the warehouse around that time. I'm going to say not to make an excuse or anything like that, but we are currently moving warehouses. We are shipping out from two different warehouses where we're trying to finish the new moving into a bigger and better warehouse where we can hold a whole lot more inventory than what we were holding. And at the moment, there is a bit of a chaos going on there where items are missing and shipments not shipping properly or shipping out as they should be shipping. And I do apologize in regards to that. We're going to be completing the movement towards the end of this month as well. And probably towards April or in April, we will be shipping without any problems, no more delays, no more inventory issues like we were having last year. And it has to do something with the movement. It's probably where they overlooked that last reshipped, and it was just now sent to the warehouse on Friday.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you looking into that for me. That explains the reason why my original shipment was delayed. I mean, I'm not sure exactly why it was delayed to start with, but then the reshipment was delayed. So anyway, but what about my $30 gift card for the inconvenience that I was promised on Friday that should have been emailed out to me within 24 hours, and I have not received that yet either?
Okay. Well, I'm going to reach out to upper management to double check with them to make sure that they get that sent in. But as well as we can also have you check your junk or spam folder too. I'm not going to put a time frame on how long the second one will be going out, but I am going to get with upper management for them to get that out to you as soon as possible.
I mean, all the other offers, I mean, I'm fixing to look at my junk email right now, but all the other offers and my original order email confirmation and everything has come through my email address just fine. But since then, I have not received anything from you guys, and I have looked, and I haven't received it.
I'm going to send another request, and I'm also going to email directly to my management so they are aware that they need to have this promotional sent to you as soon as they can. I do apologize. I should have emailed it to you 24 hours after she had submitted the request.
Okay. I just checked my spam, and I don't have anything from you guys from there. Which is a little disheartening because there is some additional items on your website that I would like to purchase. And I advised the representative on Friday when she said she was going to give me the $30 gift card. But now they're no longer available. And I understand that you're doing the best you can, but I understand that you guys are moving, and that's a hurdle that you guys have to get over. But you still have to maintain your customer excellence. And my original order wasn't satisfied. That I'm waiting. It's going to be almost a month now that I ordered from you guys, and you guys have gotten paid, but I have not gotten my orders.
Yes,
so I originally ordered this on the 26th, and here it is. This upcoming Friday will be an exact month since I made my original order, and I've had to call you guys. This is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 4th time I've had to call you guys. And every time I call, I mean, I get an excuse or I'm sorry, and which I understand on that. And I mean, I'm not upset about that, but I mean, I've been on the phone with you guys now for, 25, 30 minutes, and still you're not able to tell me that I'm getting my $30 gift card or an exact time when my items are going to be shipped out, or even if the item numbers are going to be shown. I mean, that part is just is not good. I mean, you guys have really good reviews on your website, and this is my first time ordering from you guys, and I'm just not. It's not feeling a lot of customer service is all I'm saying, with the delays and the errors and the repeat errors and the repeat errors.
Yes, sir, I understand. If you bear with me a few seconds here, I'm going to have upper management get that email with the discount sent to you right now. Bear with me a few seconds, please. Okay, so unfortunately, she's not responding. I believe she's away for lunch at the moment. I've sent her your information, and I've also escalated it over again to make sure that she's aware that you're needing that gift card. Can I have a good phone number where we can contact you or where I can contact you back once she has done that so you are aware that she's sent that gift card to your email?
I'm at work, so I'm not going to be able to field calls. Are you able to text?
I'm not able to text, but if you have, like, a voicemail at the end of the call, I can leave a voicemail.
Yes, I have a voicemail.
Okay. And can I have your good contact number, please?
910-303-4191.
And that's 910-303-4191?
Correct.
Okay. So as soon as she comes back for lunch and tells me that she sent it, I will give you a call back. And if you don't answer, then I'll leave a voicemail letting you know that she's done it.
Okay. And could you do me a favor when you do leave that voicemail, because I can pretty much guarantee you I'm not going to be able to answer the phone. In case there's any more problems, are you able to leave me your direct number so I can give you a call?
I personally don't have a direct number, but if you do need to reach out to me, my name is Adriana. I am the only Adriana here.
Okay.
Yes,
right,
sir, and
thank
I'm
you
here.
Very much.
Yes, sir, and I'm here from Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30, and right now my time is 12:22.
Okay. I'm on the East Coast, so you're an hour behind me. Are you able to check on the availability of an item while we're on the phone, please? Because it was one of the items that I was hoping to get, and I was going to use the gift card.
Let me see. Can I have the name of the item? I'm sorry. Can I have the name of the item that you're wanting to get?
Yes. I'm trying to look. It's Dale, D-A-L-E figure. It doesn't give me the T-W stuff. It says issue 28. I'm not sure if that's an item number.
Okay.
Oh, yes, it does. It says TWDUK028. I just found the SKU number.
From what I can see here, there's a limited stock, and there's one available right now.
Okay. Is that something that you guys, you know, get in? Or, I mean, I know that, you guys were slotted to get more than these or make more production, but I guess to the TV show coming to an end, that you guys didn't continue with the series.
Let me double check with them to make sure. Okay, and I have here the promotional code for that gift card. She provided me, she just came back, and she read our message. I have here the gift card promo if you'd like to write this down.
Okay, give me just one moment. Okay, what is it?
Okay, so this is all uppercase. E as in Echo. M as in Mary. A as in Apple. T as in Tom. U as in Umbrella. Q as in Queen. J as in Jack. 530. And it expires on May 1st.
Okay, so that was EMATUQJ530.
Yes.
Okay. And are you able to still send that out to me via the email?
Yes, sir. I can still get that sent out to you via email. And from I was told from her is that because it is discontinued as a subscription, it's also discontinued at the collection. So the last few items that we have or that we have in stock will be the last thing that we will be shipping and selling. We won't be restocking.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to send that via email so you have that in your emails. And it should be in your emails in a few minutes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Is there any other questions or concerns that you have today?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in Eagle Moss. Have a wonderful day.
You too.